I'd always vaguely expected to outgrow my limitations. One day, I'd stop twisting my hair and wearing running shoes all the time, and eating exactly the same food every day. I'd remember my friends' birthdays. I'd learn Photoshop. I wouldn't let my daughter watch TV during breakfast. I'd read Shakespeare. I'd spend more time laughing and having fun. I'd be more polite. I'd visit museums more often. I wouldn't be scared to drive. One April day, on a morning just like every other morning, I had a sudden realization. I was in danger of wasting my life. As I stared out the rain-spattered window of a city bus, I saw that the years were slipping by. What do I want from life anyway? I asked myself. Well, I want to be happy. But I'd never thought about what made me happy or how I might be happier. I had much to be happy about. I was married to Jamie, the tall, dark, and handsome love of my life. We had two delightful young daughters, 7-year-old Eliza and 1-year-old Eleanor. I was a writer after having started out as a lawyer. I was living in my favorite city, New York. I had close relationships with my parents, sister, and in-laws. I had friends. I had my health. I didn't have to color my hair. But too often, I sniped at my husband or the cable guy. I felt dejected after even a minor professional setback. I drifted out of touch with old friends. I lost my temper easily. I suffered bouts of melancholy, insecurity, listlessness, and free-floating guilt. As I looked out the blurry bus window, I saw two figures cross the street. A woman about my age trying simultaneously to balance an umbrella, look at her cell phone, and push a stroller carrying a yellow slickered child. The sight gave me a jolt of recognition. That's me, I thought. There I am. I have a stroller, a cell phone, an alarm clock, an apartment, a neighborhood. Right now, I'm riding the same crosstown bus that I take across the park back and forth. This is my life.